Carolyn White writes that leprechauns are shoemakers or cobblers. They made shoes for fairies, and they're also guardians of their treasures.
Leprechauns do not have orange hair and blue eyes.
No?
In fact, no, no. White says they're ugly, fat, stunted creatures with faces like shriveled apples. I know somebody that looks like that.
Oh, gosh. She also says that they're ornery, foul-mouthed, solitary creatures who avoid contact with humans.
Sounds like me. Here's another shocker. Leprechauns don't wear green suits.
No?
No. They wear drab, gray-colored coats, pocket-studded aprons, and dusty red cocked hats. They have cocked hats, Nick.
They do. And they don't fly, but they do disappear behind trees faster than the human eye can see.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous of the cocked hat, you know? Finally, they're notorious for smoking pipes called doudines and guzzling drafts of beer. Plus, thank God they're in Canada, because the pipes are full of cannabis. That explains the old cocked hat.
That's messed up, guys. Can you imagine if General Mills had used the real leprechaun on the box of Lucky Charms? Millions of children across North America would have been slurping their breakfast cereal at the kitchen table, staring at an enormous, wrinkly old shoe repairman, smoking a miniature corncob pipe and chugging a brewski. Less magically delicious, more tragically malicious, eh?